to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power System Design. Voltage swell has become a serious problem as of late. As pointed out by Borns, which we're featuring on the show today, by adding hybrid power sources such as solar, wind, and battery energy storage systems to the grid, we've seen an increase in voltage swells. And on the line to discuss that is Thomas Tran, Technical Marketing Manager at Borns. So, Thomas, thanks for joining us. And could you define voltage swell and why it's such a big problem?
A voltage swell is a temporary increase in the voltage in a power system. Voltage swell defined by IEEE as a level rise above 110 to 180% of nominal voltage between half cycle to 1 minute. It is a problem because most of the equipment is designed to operate within the nominal voltage range. When outside of that range, the equipment could potentially malfunction, causing data loss or fire hazards.
Okay, now what usually causes voltage swells?
Well, voltage swell are caused by sudden change in the load. These changes disrupt the balance between the supply and demand on the power line. A few common causes of power swell are shutting down a high power motor, industrial manufacturing plant finishing up for the day, utility switching or adjusting power flow within the grid, capacitor banks that are known to cause an oscillating transient but could last more than half cycle, which consider as well. Last neutral, where the neutral wire break due to corrosion, animal chewing through the wire, or a bad connection.
That sounds good. Now, to add to what I mentioned in intro, why is there a sudden increase in voltage swells lately?
Well, the growth in renewable energy, while this is beneficial, this design can have fluctuation in output and can create an imbalance momentarily. Also, under aging infrastructure, similar to the reason that triggered a loss neutral. For example, when was the last time any homeowner inspected the ground wire? And also increase in demand. The demand from today, Metroplex growth continues to exceed power generator buildup. So the routing and rerouting between the grid can lead to a voltage swell situation due to the switching.
All right. And so why are the effects of a voltage swell often underestimated?
Unlike a complete power outage, voltage swell typically causes a gradual degradation in equipment performance. This means the effect might not be immediate noticeable. Component may slowly wear down or become less efficient over time due to repeat exposure. In my opinion, the operating life of a LED provides a very good example of gradual degradation. Most manufacturers claim the LED lasts up to 20 years, but we all know the bulb replacement is typically within 2 to 3 years. Of course, there are many contributing factors that I believe voltage swell is one of them. The popular belief is that it is mainly due to heat, but LED impedance is constant. So when the swell voltage occurs, the LED will draw more current, which develops more heat, eventually shortening its life. Hidden damage, similar to the gradual degradation, damage to the device may not be apparent, and the equipment appears to be functioning normal. Unfortunately, it could have sustained internal damage that shortened its lifespan or increased the risk of the failure in the future. The focus on power sag gets more attention because you may see immediate and noticeable problem like equipment restarting or data loss. Both as well, on the other hand, might not have a such dramatic effect, which lead to underestimation of the potential problem. And also on the false sense of security, many people believe that modern electronics are inherently protected against voltage fluctuation. While some high-end equipment may have protected built-in or even power conditioning, the majority of equipment design tend to focus on cost saving, therefore omitting design feature that can protect against failure and ensure longevity. Finally, we don't monitor our power quality. Without proper monitoring equipment, it can be difficult to detect voltage swell and assess their potential impact.
All right, now, before I let you go, Thomas, how does Borns specifically help prevent voltage swells?
Well, Borns has been selling protection components for more than 20 years. Almost all suppliers in the protection industry focus transient voltage or current issue in diffuse offering. However, protecting against swell has been mostly overlooked. This is due to the underestimation of the problem as discussed previously. At Bowens, we have developed a circuit by using our transient blocking unit called a TBU as a clever way to monitor swell voltage. Offering a more complete solution, we couple the TBU with a thyristor. This combination solution works when the voltage exceeds a breakdown of the thyristor. The current draws of the thyristor will exceed the TBU tripping current, thus shutting off the gate to the triac. Because these passive components work together well, the tripping time is in microseconds. Keep in mind that one AC cycle is roughly 16.6 microseconds. Going back to the IEEE definition of a swell, it's half cycle to a minute. So to stop a swell, the cutoff time needs to be faster than 8.3 microseconds.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Thomas. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.